Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 70 of the Minor Prophets. Today we are wrapping up our study of Haggai with the devotion titled, A Final Promise of Victory. Christine Kane once said, God has not forgotten you, nor has He gone back on any of His promises to you. You may have experienced unanticipated detours, unwarranted attacks, unpredictable delays, unrealistic expectations, unexpected failures, unnecessary interruptions, unfathomable heartache, or undeniable opposition, but that does not mean that the purpose of God will not come to pass in your life. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Our text for today is from Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations and overthrow the chariots and their riders. And the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring. For I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. The last message from Haggai comes later on the same day as the previous prophecy discussed yesterday from Haggai chapter 2, verses 10 through 19. This final word is addressed to Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the governor of Judea and the grandson of Jeconiah, the king of Judah. His name means seed of Babylon, and he led the first group of Jews, numbering over 42,000 in their return from Babylonian captivity. Soon after, he led the charge to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Interestingly, the New Testament includes Zerubbabel in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. You can look that up in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 13, and Luke chapter 3, verse 27. Zerubbabel's task of leading this remnant of Jews from captivity to freedom and from a temple destroyed to one renewed was a difficult assignment. Through Haggai's final message, God assured Zerubbabel that God would ultimately be victorious and reign supreme. Even though other nations appeared to rule and reign, even the great Medo-Persian Empire would one day fall before the Lord. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15 proclaims, Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 23, God declares he will make Zerubbabel like a signet ring. Signet rings were used by royalty to authenticate special documents. The ring would be pressed into hot wax to seal important letters. These rings were so unique to each individual that they could not be copied or forged. The word signet comes from a Latin word meaning sign. God would make Zerubbabel like his signet ring, meaning God's sign of authority would be on him. Everyone would know that God's seal of approval rested on Zerubbabel and his leadership. All would see the sign of God's power in the victory that would occur through Zerubbabel's leadership. Although the message was addressed to Zerubbabel, the promise was directed to every believer. God would bless his people and promise them victory for their life to come. God had called his people to rebuild the physical temple. However, it was even more important to God that their hearts be restored to righteousness. God wanted his people to draw near to him with clean hands and a pure heart. Look up Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. God wanted their hearts to be right so he could lead them to the victory he had planned for them. The same is true of us. God's plan involves our restoration and his ultimate victory. Some questions to consider. Why do you think God gave Haggai this fourth message later on the same day as the third message? In what ways has God placed his sign of authority on your life like a signet ring? And finally, what are the primary lessons that you have learned from our study of Haggai? In what ways can you apply these lessons to your spiritual journey? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.